So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we are at the beginning of this season of Lent, and we have begun our journey, it really is important for us to understand, in order to get something out of Lent in these days, in these next 43 days that we have, it's important that the pages don't get stuck together. Hold on. Okay, I unstuck them. Okay, so here we go. What I was saying before the pages got stuck was, you know, it's important as we face this next 43 days and as we start this journey that we truly understand the reason, the benefit and the reason for the season of Lent, and why the church gives us in this season the tools of fasting, praying, and almsgiving. And today we hear in the gospel, Jesus has been baptized. This is, so we hear from Matthew 4. Matthew 3 ends with the baptism of the Lord, in which the voice of God proclaims, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And now Jesus goes into the desert to do battle, to be tempted. And it's interesting, and that's important because, you know, that in order to understand Lent, we have to understand the tactics of the devil. We have to understand sin. And how is it that temptation works? Because I know that we've all been tempted, but I don't know if we've ever stopped and done like temptinology. It's a new word I make up. That is a study of the temptation. But it's important that we study temptation and we understand where the temptation comes from, so that we can do battle with the temptation. A lot of times, the temptations in our life, they win. And you know why they win? Because we don't put up a fight. And we don't put up a fight because we don't understand where the fight is coming from. We just understand that we're being tempted and that it's too hard to not give in to the temptation. And so we give in to the temptation and we go to confession and we say, "Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been a week or 2 weeks since my last confession. And Father, you know my voice by now. And so I'm coming to confess to you the same sins because I fell into the same temptations." Well, that's because we don't understand the source of the temptation. And so we lose the battle. And today, as the devil is tempting Jesus, he's very subtle about it. And this is why we heard the temptation of Adam and Eve, who are not able to fight against the temptation. But if you listen to the words that the devil uses, it's very subtle. So he says, "The tempter approached and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God,'" that's a very subtle temptation. Where is it that the devil attacks us, that the tempter attacks us to get us to fall into sin? Very subtle and very easy. Says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God." In other words, he's trying to make Jesus doubt of his identity. He's trying to make Jesus doubt that God is a good father who loves him. And you see, my dear brothers and sisters, why do we keep falling into the same sin? Well, one of the main reasons we keep falling into the same sin is because of habit. We've made it a habit, and once we've created a habit, they're very hard to believe. They're very hard to, sorry, not to believe, but to walk away from. But one of the other, the first reasons for which we fall into the same sins, the root of the temptation that got us into the sin is exactly this. If you are the Son of God, if you were really a child of God, if you were really a child of God, this is how the devil works. If you were really a child of God, God would let you do whatever you want. And because you don't get to do whatever, and that's all the devil, in fact, the devil doesn't even have to say because. That's all the devil has to do, is say, you see, if God loved you, if you were really a child, a son and daughter of God, and God really loved you, then he wouldn't limit you. But because God doesn't love you, he limits you. God must not be a good father. And we believe the lie of the devil, and therefore we fall into sin. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, where is it that Jesus does battle with the temptation? Right there. Christ knows who he is. He knows that he is the Son of God. And so where is it that you and I have to fight the battle against temptation? And this is important. Otherwise, if we don't understand this, then Lent will be another Lent which just passes by and seems like the church is hung up on sin. Where is it that you and I have to do battle? We have to do battle in knowing our identity. Yeah, but Father, I know. Yeah, you know everything. That's the problem. I know. I'm a son of God. I know. Because back in religious education, they told me I was a son of God. Yeah. Okay. Then why do we fall into the same sins? If we know it, then why do we fall into the same sins? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, I would dare to say to you, you and I don't fully understand our identity. We do not understand our identity. Therefore, you and I very easily walk away from the battle. We very easily throw our hands up and give up. And we end up in a vicious cycle of sin and in a vicious cycle of falling into the same temptations because we don't know who we are. But, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the good news. This is the reason for Lent. This is why, and this is why the church spends these 46 days in this season of Lent. But this is not only for the 46 days of Lent. That we should live in a lifelong Lent. Because to battle against evil is a battle that you and I must face every day. And so this is not just for the season of Lent. But in these 40 days, the church helps us, puts us into a place where we're invited to really look at our sins. We are invited to go with Christ into the desert and to do battle. So then, my dear brothers and sisters, if we have to battle in the arena of identity, then we must spend this season of Lent immersing ourselves in our identity, understanding who we are. But what has happened is that there are many things in our life that are constantly trying to get our attention. And so it's very hard for us to do battle, because we're ensconced in social media, we're ensconced in who knows how many things, we're constantly distracted by TV, we're constantly distracted by, well, heck, it's not even anything outside of us. A lot of times it's us. We're constantly distracted by our ego because we're so full of ourselves and the whole world has to rotate around us that we don't even have to go outside of ourselves, really, to have to do battle. Because we're very good at being the center of the world. But my dear brothers and sisters, Lent is an opportunity for us to learn to fight, to learn who we are. And so I invite you in this season of Lent to truly take the opportunity to dive into your identity as sons and daughters of God, to dive into knowing that you are a beloved son and daughter of God who has a father who loves you and who wants nothing but the best for you, who is begging, waiting for you to come back, who is waiting for you to leave everything of the world behind and to come running to the Father. Because it is only in the Father that we find love, that we find meaning. My dear brothers and sisters, all of those things that you are looking for happiness from in the world are never going to fill the void. And hopefully we learn that the easier way than we do the harder way. But also the church in this season of Lent gives us these three important tools, which are opportunities for us to leave behind the old man, to leave behind all of this, the distractions. And so in this season of Lent, I plead with you, for myself too, I plead with me. Spend time in prayer. Make an effort to spend time with the Lord. You cannot know who you are if you do not work on your relationship with God. And there are many beautiful tools out there, because we hear the word pray and we all start twitching because we think, oh, what am I going to do? I just sit there and I never hear the voice of God and it's no, you know, I don't get any thunder and this is all a waste of time, and we throw up our hands and we walk away. And we say, well, prayer doesn't work. Well, no, you've got to give it a chance. And so praying is not easy. And so there are things that can help us pray. And I invite you, we have here in the church the opportunity to use Holo. We have a beautiful community of St. Elizabeth parishioners that are praying with Holo. Holo has something for everyone, I promise you. It has Pray 40, it has Pray 40 for adults, Pray 40 for teenagers, Pray 40 for children with the lives of the saints. It has things for, it has everything. I plead with you. use your phone for something good for once. Get Hollow. Ascension Press has beautiful is another thing that has beautiful tools to help us pray. Last week, as we were beginning the season of Lent, we left a book out there called Crux. There's a whole program through Ascension for the season of Lent with Crux that involves prayer, exercise, fasting. It's a wonderful opportunity. Okay, now, while you're not on your phone, you can get Hollow and Ascension through your computer. Okay, you're not on your computer. There are other opportunities. Maybe you're able to come to Mass. Maybe you're able to to order a book on prayer. There are opportunities. So, prayer, fasting. I invite you in this season of Lent to really ask the Lord, to really show the Lord, Lord, I love you more than I love myself. Because it's amazing how much we give our body everything it wants. You see, just tell your body no about something, and you'll see just how much control your body has. Tell your body no and see what your body does. Watch it kick you. It's amazing. So prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Thank God for the poor. You know, a lot of times we think that we're doing a favor by giving our money to the poor. And that's the problem. We don't do a favor to the poor. Don't think that. Please, you're not doing a favor to the poor. The poor are doing a major favor for you. Because the poor show us how attached we are to things. It's like the body with fasting, you know, tell your body no and watch your body kick. What happens, what does our body do when the first poor person shows up? I always use this example, but it's true. The two or three people that stand on the I-25 exit of Harmony and 25, and it's the same people. And our body, what's the first thing that we think? Because we're from Fort Collins, and so we know the racket that they have. And that's the first thing we think. But my dear brothers and sisters, who care? It's between the poor person and God what they do with the money. But that poor person, that person in need, is doing you a favor, is doing me a favor. And so I invite us in this season of Lent. I know the homily went long. I'm not sorry. In this season of Lent, we are truly invited to do battle. We are truly invited to know who we are as children of God so that we can fight against temptation. Let us truly enter into that battle, and let us truly use these beautiful tools that the church gives us so that, my dear brothers and sisters, when the resurrection finds us, when the passion finds us, when the resurrection finds us, then, my dear brothers and sisters, we can continue the battle all of our life. Let us stand.